Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we talked to Travis.
The WonderCon episode.
Is it?
Yeah, Brandon's not here. Get out of here, Brandon.
Where is Brandon? Brandon is next to me, and yet seems like he's in another world.
Brandon is a conscientious objector to podcasting. He's had enough. He doesn't believe in the politics of podcasting.
He's finally decided that's it.
He's like, I do all the work anyway. Why should I have to talk too?
Are you really not going to be part of this podcast? Oh shit! And he shakes his head no. All right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Travis.
Travis and I, Chelsea, we'll talk about WonderCon, even though only half of us were there.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have gone.
You should have. Jeez. Travis, where were you?
I was home cleaning my bathroom.
Okay. What time did you do that? What panel was that?
I don't know. I have to check the schedule again.
You go to the Lysol panel. Oh, I'd be all over those. Housewife, I'm such a cliche, but I'd be all over those cleaning tips panels.
I do actually have a number of questions that I'm going to ask you about WonderCon. But before we get to that, we have to tell everybody how they can like contact
Break
us and
down.
Follow us and do all
you
those
do
things.
It. So, you're really good at that part.
I did it last week when it was just me and Brandon, and he didn't even realize I had done it. At one point, he had just completely zoned out. And then he tried to do it again. And I was like, Brandon, I already did this part.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, I'm just used to doing it because you've been gone.
I know you guys don't listen to the episodes after, but I did, especially since I wasn't in it and I wanted to be in the loop of what you guys talked about. And the ad was in the wrong spot. Let me just tell you guys, it was ridiculously off. Okay, sorry. You do your housekeeping.
I think we just kept talking and forgot completely to like have an intentional ad break. So
Brandon,
as Brandon puts his thumb
up
in your face,
isn't going to translate.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try to be intentional about our ad breaks. I'll add it to my meager show notes here in just a second. But if you're new here, if you're listening for the first time, you want to follow
welcome.
Us somewhere. Yeah. Thank you for being here. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. You can find us on Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. You can send us an email at apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. And you can find us on the web at apatheticenthusiasm.com. If you're watching, you like videos, if you like to watch, as they say,
hey-o.
You can go to youtube.com. You can go to youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. And a big thanks to all the patrons at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Join the Patreon. You can get access to old bonus content and things that we don't really support anymore, but
boners
we're still grateful
content.
For you.
Oh my gosh. Boners content. And to anyone who feels intimidated by how fast Travis spieled those out, he's cheating. He looked at something. He was reading it off of something.
Yeah,
he's
I
no
always look,
Peter Sable.
I always have it open.
Brandon's mouthing words to me, but I refuse to translate for him.
You don't think Peter Sagal also reads, like
you
everybody
don't
on NPR.
He's got it memorized by now. He says it.
They just have a script and they're just reading. Come on.
He still says it pretty fast, like the Micro Machines guy. Sorry, that's for our generation.
That's
surely
a fantastic
there are no young
though.
People listening to this. They don't give two craps.
One way that I try to fall asleep at night is I will put NPR, the NPR app on my phone, and then
just
I'll like set a 30-minute sleep timer.
Talk really fast.
And I'll, it always starts with live from NPR News. This is Dan Schmoglin from New York City.
Oh my.
And
oh.
Yes. All right. Thank comments. You. I think our producer was trying to talk to us. I don't know.
Lakmi Shmi.
They always mispronounce things in the way that you know they're reading it and they're not. Like, they're just reading the news that they were
given. I'm going to need an example. Like,
Tehe.
It's the.
So, Chelsea, yes. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Pleasure always to be here. A treasure and a pleasure. I was going to say pleasure and I was going to say joy. And then I couldn't decide which wonderful word you were.
Okay. I'll take all of the above.
Travis.
So, how was WonderCon?
Treasure. WonderCon was wonderful. Ugh, God, I'm sorry. I did not have anything queued up for that. I know. Run it back. Back to one, so, everyone. How was WonderCon? Man, that shit's out of this world. It was crazy bonkers.
Crazy bonkers.
It was different this year because Brandon didn't have anyone to interview. So we just wandered aimlessly, which was new for us. As I'm sure it would have been for you. Do you ever, when was the last time you went somewhere con-wise and wandered aimlessly without a task on hand?
It's usually just the last like day and a half of San Diego Comic-Con where we've already done all the things that we've obligated ourselves for.
Okay, but at that point, we're just
exhausted. And then, okay.
Maybe
you're like, why are you still there then?
No, because you know more about the cons than I do because you've been to more and you've paid closer attention. I am literally wandering around looking at the ceiling during parts of it.
People spend thousands of dollars to get your attention and you're like, oh, look at the ceiling. Oh,
look at that. It's leaking. Gross. I'm wondering, I have this idea that on Sundays, things should be on sale. And so I'm like, we'll just wait till Sunday and they'll mark that down. But I have not found that to be the case so far. But have you?
At some smaller conventions, and definitely there's some vendors, so to speak, that will bring a lot of stuff to sell at a different convention. And then it's almost costs more for them to like ship that back to wherever they're from or to bring it back with them. So sometimes, I have seen vendors that will mark down merchandise or things like that on the last day of a convention. But especially if they're like going to a lot of conventions or it's I don't know, companies like larger companies that have an online presence and things like that, the odds of them marking things down the last day.
It was a bummer. Things were definitely marked up. We were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there was a bat wing Lego set there that was definitely more expensive on Saturday than it was on Friday. So we're like, we'll wait till Sunday and see what happens. It's gone. Somebody done bat swooped it up.
Done bought it. They bat bought it.
Do you have input, Mr. Cruz? Get in here. You can't even help yourself.
No, I mean, you said bat swooped it up and like that tickled me. It tickled me in why? It's just, the first day it was. So we talked about this in our swap meet podcast about when I got the Ultimate TIE Advance. But it's like 10 cents a piece. That's what you want to shoot for resell. The first day, I think the Batwing is like 3,300 pieces. And the first day it was selling for like...
And you had to do some quick math. Like holy moly with that decimal.
Like 310. And I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Mental abacus in his brain.
Yeah. And they also had the Batmobile. Not just the Batwing, but the Batmobile.
The Batmobile.
Yeah, for the babies.
The babies, they hang it over the crib.
And that was like 3,500 pieces. And that was like 320. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll see what this is like on day two. Day two, they replaced the stickies. And then it went from like 310 and 320 to like
it was 330
and 380.
When we saw it.
Yeah, it jumped in price. And I was like, Oh, okay. I see how you guys are going to do this. All right.
Well, maybe someone realized what they had.
Yeah. We went back on Sunday and it wasn't there anymore. And I was like,
then maybe they really realized what they had and they took it off the shelf.
I'm keeping this.
The only thing they had left was the Tantive IV from Star Wars: A New Hope. And it was expensive too. And I don't want that ship.
What's a tantric fur?
What
did you say?
It's a different, that's a topic for a different podcast.
Tantive IV is the ship that Princess Leia was trying to escape on in Star Wars: A New Hope. And
trick question. You're a nerd.
The diplomatic vessel.
See what I did there?
Okay, back to producing.
Oh, right. No. I made him go quiet.
Oh, he's
again.
Gone again. He's gone.
I hate this.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, I have a whole bunch of questions about WonderCon. I've never been to WonderCon. But there's some things that are common in all sorts of these comic conventions.
I can't imagine that it could have been that different from any other con.
It's exactly the same. You've been to one, you've been to them all. Yeah, so stop going and making it crowded for the rest of us.
But we still buy things.
Yeah. So first off, you mentioned, I think, panels earlier. Did you guys attend any panels while you were there?
But Brandon's going to have to jump in for this one because we went to a panel at 9 p.m., which is late for the cruise family, you guys.
Yeah.
And it was upcoming video games that probably everyone is hyped about. It was like a BuzzFeed article. It was listed like that. And so I went and I was like, yeah, boring. I gummied my way through that podcast. But Brandon, there were five people up on the panel. Only two and a half of them spoke. A half person barely, like, she would be way back. She was way back here. And then every once in a while, if she had any input, she would just lean forward to, maybe you should talk about Popeyes. I don't even know what she said. Didn't she say Popeyes? Pioneer. Something that started with a P.
Maybe you should talk about Popeyes chicken.
I don't know what she said. The other two, like, only said anything if the guy who claimed he was going to stop talking because he was tired of talking mentioned them by name. But he did the rest of the talking. So Brandon's going to have to jump in here to give you the info on that.
Yeah. Do you want some info, Travis? I'll give you some info. Let me adjust my camera here.
Cut Chelsea out of the podcast.
Yeah, let me talk about this real fast. So
okay.
This panel, right, Chelsea? this panel. No, ASMR, Chelsea. We love ASMR, Chelsea, here on this podcast.
Sorry, go ahead.
So 9:30 at night, we don't go to these panels normally, just in general to WonderCon panels, and we decide, let's look at what the schedule's looking like. This panel's interesting. And Dexter, he was like, oh, maybe they'll talk about Elden Ring, Night Rain, the new Elden Ring game that's coming out. It's co-op based, and it comes out in May. So he's like, maybe they'll talk about that. So he was excited. So we are like, okay. We get him out of the gym pool at the Hilton.
We'll talk about the pool after.
I'll let Chelsea tell that story when I put the camera back on her. But we left that early so we can get to this panel. We get to this panel and, you know, again, like five people, and then they're fiddling with the their laptop. And you on the big display, and if you've been to any convention, you've been to any panel, they have like a big screen there. For behind the scenes, you attach your regular laptop to their HDMI cable.
Okay, slow down. Uh-huh. What do you do behind the scenes? Because I would be one of these people that's like, I'm just gonna have to tell you what's on my laptop at the moment.
Behind the scenes, you plug in a cable. And it goes to your computer, which makes the display show up on the screen in the room.
They were having issues. Video game people.
These video game people. And on the screen in the room, you see all their desktop, all of their files on the desktop, their Windows Explorer.
I didn't realize that was weird until Brandon pointed it out. I didn't know that was unacceptable.
I'm like, oh, cool. Like, your screenplay title is there on the screen. That's great. That's great. But then they're like, okay, here's, and then you can see their file structure in File Explorer. And it's like, okay, it's WonderCon 2025. Cool. Great. But then they're like going through all the file names and you can see what the file names are. And they're like, then they're like, oh, let's try this one. The first clip they put is this game called Pioneer, but I think they spelled it wrong. Somebody spelled
it. Please let it actually be called Pioneer. I can't stand it if it was actually called Pioneer and they misspelled Pioneer that many times in that
to be
video
fair,
game demo.
To be fair, it's not the panel that we watched that Pioneer was wrong. It was actually the developer. So it's Pioneer with only one E. And as soon as they press play, blasts the sound.
Oh my God, we almost bled
so
out.
Loud. Everyone at 9:30 at night, everyone's already tired. They're like, we've been wandering around this convention floor all day. We're just here to see some relaxing video game trailers. And then all of a sudden, ba-goosh!
It was the loudest thing. My Apple Watch said, oh no, there's a noise disturbance somewhere near you. I was like, yeah, buddy.
It sounds like you're in a loud area. Use hearing protection.
The watch is like, you lost your hearing. that's all.
Okay,
that's
condense
all
the story, though, because okay, there's okay. Like 70 other stories.
Okay. All right. What happens is they suck. They're not a great panel. They don't lead the conversation very well. They ask for the one guy who says he's tired and he doesn't want to talk anymore. He continues to talk, and then like, okay, yeah, let's ask questions in the audience. Any questions? Okay, you know, one of the things we want to talk about is blah 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 blah.
Say,
blah.
Does anybody have any questions about any rumors they've heard about? And then he would fill in the name of the video game that he wanted to talk about. So it was like, does anybody want to talk about this? I'm gonna. And then he did.
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh, is it about, this is what I'm going to talk about.
Also, I have this thought about
Pioneer. Let's talk about Pioneer.
Yeah, so it was a lot of that. And so Dexter, again, he wanted to hear about Elden Ring, Night Rain. So I was like, they had mentioned something about Fallout previously with like the new season coming out and then rumors about the new Fallout game eventually. And so I was like, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ask a question. And I had my hand raised for a while and they weren't calling on me. And eventually
you're on the wrong side of the room.
And eventually I called out and I was like, okay, two parts. One about Fallout, the new season of the show is coming out. How do you think that ties in synergy-wise to the new game? Are they going to pull from that? Blah, 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 blah. And then second question, Elden Ring Night Rain. Well, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Like, have you heard any rumors, anything? And they're like, yeah, we hear it's going to be tough.
Yep, that's what he said. Fallout. Well, actually, what he said was, we hear people are going to be mad at how hard it is.
Yeah.
Then Dexter's face was just disappointment emoji.
Yeah.
We went to dinner after and ChatGPT'd Elden Ring a bunch. And Dexter's just like, I got way more information from ChatGPT than I did from that podcast.
Dexter and I, you know, Chelsea, what a good soul. What a good patient soul.
That's right.
Dexter and I bitched about that panel for the next hour and a half. We're like, And for me, you know, we've done panels, Travis. This is the type of panel that makes you be like, God, we should do more panels because we're so much better than.
But
than
they bitched their way through their nighttime get ready for bed routine, which was what was getting me. It was they're like, we're in the hotel room. They're getting jammies on. They're brushing their teeth the whole time. They're in and out, crossing paths in the bathroom, out of the bathroom. The whole time they're like. Didn't that guy suck? Remember that time that guy sort of... And then just every once in a while...
For audio
like,
listeners, Chelsea
suck.
Is miming brushing her teeth.
I was. I make all the fun noises over here. Sorry again.
Anyway, it sucked. It sucked. It was not good. They showed... At one point in time, they showed... they're like, oh, here's one thing we wanted to show you. But we couldn't get the video to play, so we're not going to show you that.
But they did show us the name of the file. That was all they showed us. And it was like 800XZC /.
Oh, and check this out. Space Marine 3 is coming out. Here's a picture of it.
Yeah, so they actually, in their file that they had to show us videos, there were maybe like 8 different files. And 2 of them were the same. And one of them would in play. And 2 were pictures. So we watched 3, I think. One that almost killed everybody. And then the other 2.
Yeah. Okay, but...
It was an hour-long panel. We stayed for the whole thing.
We bitch about that one, but we did go to some decent panels.
We did. I was going to say,
were there any panels you guys liked?
We went to Gremlins, the new batch panel.
Oh, is that the new movie that's coming out?
Or? The Wild Patch. Batch.
Wild Batch.
Okay, just say it out loud with your voice and words.
I wanted you to know what you were talking
about. Okay, the new batch. Sorry, that's Gremlins 2. Yeah. This is the new cartoon, 2nd season, Gremlins, the Wild Batch.
Wild Batch. Okay.
And so we just wanted to go see, they were going to show a sneak preview of the newest episode that hadn't aired yet. So that's what we wanted to see. But then Joe Dante came out and he directed Gremlins and lots of other things. Look him up.
The Burbs.
There you go. Keep going.
With Tom Hanks.
Inner Space.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
The Twilight Zone episode, the Twilight Zone movie portion of the recreation of It's a Good Life.
That's right. And more. And then John Glover came out with him, and John Glover was like, is that Lex Luthor's dad? In Smallville, he played Lionel Luthor. That's what I knew him from. But he's also in Gremlins, too. He's the head of the industry, the head of the building, Mr. Clamp. And he's a smarmy kind of guy that he plays. Yes. For anyone not watching, Travis mimed clamps, but kind of crab's hands.
Get the clamps. That's what you're all right. Do they take questions?
Did they?
They
I don't think they had time. They were really.
They took a couple of questions, but so they had the composer for the Gremlins cartoon. They had the producer. They had another maybe head writer or showrunner, and then John Glover and Joe Dante. So some of the, I was surprised that they didn't say like, "Hey, what's going on with Gremlins 3?" Instead, they're like, what's it like writing music for a show about Gremlins?
They were just kind of like, did you ever imagine that your movie that you made would be turned into a cartoon? And if you had, what did that look like to you? And anyway, that was a cool panel.
What did you think of Joe Dante?
He seemed very unassuming and quiet, and he seemed like just the sweetest old man.
The greatest part about his talking, maybe not the greatest part, but like a thing that the crowd all laughed about was Clamp Industries, that character John Glover plays in Gremlins 2, is modeled after Ted Turner, and a certain...
He said, someone who we will not name, a businessman who was big in the 90s.
We don't take any credit or blame for...
But John Glover, the way he spoke, was such a juxtaposition to Joe Dante, who was just very quiet and sat there. And John Glover was very big and big gestures, and he looked like he would be comfortable on stage in a play, a drama, a theater. He didn't talk like
on,
that.
On screen instead of behind the camera.
Yes. Thanks, Harry. Is that your Harry Potter impression?
Yes.
R.I.P. Hagrid.
And we did
what's see
the death spell.
Abracadabra.
Oh,
abracadabra.
Okay, nerd.
By the way, I taught Dexter during this WonderCon that it's like in Lion King when Simba's being told about like the Shadowlands, like don't go there. there is a serious, there is a an area of the WonderCon of like the booths where you're like, don't go over there. Those are Trekkies.
I wondered why you guys
What's
did it.
In that
did
a shadowy place.
Quick U-turn.
That's the Trekkies, son.
And then I just heard you, say, never go blah, there. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was like, Trekkies. Look, those are real nerds, Dexter.
There they are in the wild.
We've just gotten rid of another 10% of our listener.
Yeah,
base.
Sorry.
I'm for them. Come on back, Treksters.
We looked at one more panel.
We went to a voice actor panel and it said there's going to be a couple surprises. So I was like, who are these surprises going to be? Maybe it's someone that I've met over my 42 years and they'll take us to dinner. That was really what I was going for. That didn't
happen. Chelsea's just always looking for that free dinner.
I just wanted some free chips and salsa.
Is this the free dinner panel? No.
I got hooked. Brandon was like, ooh, a poster, it's free. And then you feel that free something in your backpack and you get the, oh man, I want that free high.
Swag.
I was riding
the swag.
That swag high.
Mm.
The voiceover actors that they had on the panel, sorry. Did you have a question about voiceover actors?
I will at some point, potentially. I don't know.
It was very interesting to me to watch that kind of thing. But one of the guys, and I can't remember his name, does the voice now for Donald Duck. Do you know who does the voice for Donald Duck?
I think he has a beard.
Well, he might sometimes, but he didn't.
I don't know. I made that up. I don't know who does the voice
for
Donald
Duck. Are you thinking of the guy with the iron shavings for hair? That guy has a beard. With the magnet.
Iron shavings for hair?
There's a little iron filings in there and you take your little magnet pencil and you can give him a beard. You can give him bushy eyebrows.
Oh, Wooly Willy?
Wooly Willy. That's who you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking
of. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
But special guest was so fun and amazing. It was Cookie Monster. And Wally Wingert, I guess, voices him now. I don't know. But he had him on his lap. I pretend like he's a real thing.
Like actual Cookie Monster was there?
Yes. And spoke and ate something. And we all went crazy for it. It was wild. He ate a piece of paper and we were all like, whoa! It was so fun. I was like, I could just watch Cookie Monster do a panel. Wally Wingert.
Sure, that would be entertaining.
I guess he does the Riddler. I know that, but he has been around for friggin' ever, and now I can't think of any of his things. Brandon's
well,
Googling.
Let me tell you what Wally Wingert's been.
I mean, he's not Googling, he's just thinking.
He was the Riddler in Batman Arkham Asylum. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that. He was in Final Fantasy VII, he was in Bleach, he was in The Adventures of Garfield.
Oh, that's right. He did John Arbuckle from Garfield.
He's in Starfield, Tiger and Bunny.
in the 80s, because I'm pretty sure he's been doing it. The guy that was sitting next to him is now Starscream for the Transformers. And so it used to be Charlie Adler. Mr. Charlie Adler was the voice of Starscream. And that's who I was kind of hoping would take us to dinner. He was not there. He was probably at dinner by himself. Or no, that sounded terrible.
Yelling at the other Decepticons.
He was at dinner just enjoying all the fruits of his own labors. I didn't get any. No fruits.
I just don't know who that new Donald Duck voice is. Because he was really good at it.
He was really good.
But like I'm not seeing anything on Google for him.
When I said Donald Duck to my dad, he said Jim Cummings. And I said, no, I know who that is. And I would have known if that was Jim Cummings, but I can't remember that guy's name. Anyway, call to action.
This isn't a Matt Nasto situation.
No.
Like, I'm the voice of Donald Duck. And it's just some random dude.
Or like a Micah Wright situation.
Convincing Donald impression.
Oh, Daniel Ross. Daniel Ross is the name of the gentleman. Yeah. He's the current voice. Yeah, he's current voice actor for Donald Duck. He's done a bunch of other things. He's Gizmo in
that's right.
The
Wild
game.
Batch. Oh, the game.
Wild Batch and the game for multiverses.
And that was a weird tie-in. Those, we didn't watch those back to back, or at the, you know, like same day even. Those famous people are just all over. And then I passed Patton Oswalt, and I knew it was him from the shape of his head, but he had a mask on. And we passed Brian Posehn, and we didn't stop and say hi because he snubbed us one Comic-Con 15 years ago. And so we never forgave him. And who else did we see? Oh, Mr. Neville Page.
Neville Page. If you don't know who Neville Page is, he is from the hit show Face Off on Sci-Fi. But maybe you don't know him from that. He was actually a special effects artist.
Travis, did you ever watch Face Off? Where they all compete, special effects makeup competitors?
Yeah, I vaguely remember talking to Brandon about it several times.
And they don't make it anymore. Never watched it. Such a good show. Anyway, he was one of the judges on the show. And I was talking to him on the escalator. There was a situation where he and his partner, I don't want to assume anything, it was his wife or his girlfriend or whatever. Anyway, he and another lady were trying to keep this 8-year-old from killing himself on the escalator right next to me. They were yanking him back and he was holding on to the railing and the railing was going faster than the stairs. And it was a whole situation, danger moment. And so I made some comment to them. I would have saved him. Don't worry about it. So then we just chatted, blah, blah, blah. Then we got off the escalator and went our separate ways. And I said, was that Neville Page? And Brandon said, I think it was. Cut to 5 minutes later, we go to our hotel. We're getting ready to get on the elevator. And they're right in front of us in line for the elevator. Now it looks like I'm following Neville Page to his hotel, to the elevator in his hotel. And so instead of just letting them turn around and find me, I decided to break the ice. Go.
I was going to say, you didn't like rush in front of him and jump in the elevator and be like, what floor, Mr. Page?
And all of a sudden I was dressed like a bellhop from the 40s. No, instead I awkwardly got their attention from behind them. I'm here again to save your child from the elevator this time. And they were like, oh, here you are. It was very uncomfortable. We all got in the same elevator. He says, we're going to the 10th floor. Someone else had already pushed 10. He goes, oh, someone else pushed 10. And he turned around and looked at me. And I was like, I'm not on the same floor as you. That's not me. He goes, oh, darn it. I thought we were soulmates. I'm like, well, if your kid falls off the balcony, we're on the 5th floor and I will catch him. So it sounds like a threat. Also, though.
Yeah, you better watch your kid near that balcony, Neville.
Don't Eric Clapton your kid, Neville Page. Oh, my God,
Brandon Twistone. No. Terrible. You could have at least made a Lars von Trier joke. That's way more recent.
Neville's in heaven.
Oh, no. You didn't go Tears in Nevin?
No, I didn't.
We don't know what his kid's name is anyways. No. Have a child, I often throw Dexter under the bus for making awkward conversation. Be like, I have a kid too. See me, I'm just a weird mom. And then they're a lot more accepting of me.
Not just a stalker. Look at this child that's with me.
Not just a stalker. I have lots of facets. But anyway, that was the biggest sighting I thought.
It's pretty excellent.
And we saw Casper Van Dien.
Did you know his daughter was there too? Do you know what her name is?
What's her name?
Something Van Dien. I don't know what her first name is. Does it matter?
I thought you were going to have another joke like you said to me. You know what? He used to date Christina Ricci. And that was a Casper joke that was so... Oh. It took me so many steps to get there.
No, I don't make Casper jokes.
That's what you get when Brandon's in the production booth.
Well, guys, I hate to interrupt, but we have a commercial break coming up.
Maybe.
When we come back, we will be talking more about WonderCon, including vendors and booths and all the merch and swag that you guys are able to find. So, after this break, stick around. We'll be right back.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now we're back to Apathetic Enthusiasm featuring Chelsea and Travis.
You just have that as like a drop, Brandon, that you can just hit a button.
You've got it.
You asked for it. How do you not know that's what he says? You listen to it.
So you've got it. Here, there it is.
You requested it.
We have numerous versions of that we had to go through and like pick the best one.
You should have him redo it. His voice has probably changed since then. His balls dropped and now he's got a deep voice.
His voice suddenly got really high.
His balls went up.
Like, you asked for it.
Here it is. I don't even know how much more if you have WonderCon questions, I'm not sure I have the answers for you.
All I have is WonderCon questions. That's the whole episode, Chelsea. That's it.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I'm assuming they had like...
First thing we did was play King of Tokyo, which is a game we have at home. Then the next major thing we did was play the Dig Dug Machine, which we also have at our own friggin' home. So I was like, we sure did drive a long way for us to play the games that we own. So,
Chelsea, why did we play King of Tokyo at the start?
To get loose and limber. We already talked about that. That was the thing. But the Dig Dug was just because Brandon and Dexter like to leave their little mark everywhere they go. And so like, gotta get the high score so that people know we were here. And then I unplugged it as soon as they walked away.
I heard Dex held the high score for a majority of the convention.
At least the whole time he was standing there. For sure, for sure.
I mean, that's a claim to fame.
Yes, me. Yeah, he was number two on the leaderboard charts until... So we went back. We were going to go home.
We went back.
BTC.
Instead of going home, we were like, let's just go over here. Oh, my bed's over there. Let's go over there.
Let's roll this dice at Purdue University.
Oh my gosh, you guys got to get one of these dice.
And then let's check the Dig Dug. So we went back to Dig Dug. He was number two. He tried to get number one. And we just didn't have time because Chelsea's like, come on, guys. I want to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
But now, Purdue.
No, let's Brandon go back. Probably had to poop.
Yeah, it's true.
On Sunday morning, it was like, let's go.
Yeah. But Purdue.
You guys should get, they had a custom made 20-sided die that you could roll, inflatable die. It was huge so that you could give it a little spin and then you win a prize based on what number the prizes were kind of, they were crappy, but.
Like instant ink, like branded, like business
a
swag.
Sticker that looks like a pennant or something to put like a little a first place ribbon that says +5 intelligence points. We have like four of those now. We have +20 intelligence points between the three of us.
Wow, that's impressive, actually.
And then we did take a survey because I'm like, well, I want something bigger than that. And you got a t-shirt if you took the 2-minute survey. So now we have two Purdue University t-shirts that were free. And a set of Purdue dice, which Brandon was miming to me. And when you mime rolling dice, it does not often look like rolling dice unless you're having a dice conversation.
Anyway. That makes sense. That doesn't make sense. Is the show floor at WonderCon, I'm assuming it's a lot smaller than like San Diego.
It is, yes. And I know San Diego is multiple floors, right? Like it doesn't just have one.
Yeah, I mean there are some exhibitors on like a second floor. And then like all of like the meet and greet area is up in like the sun room. But and then obviously all like the different conference rooms with all the panels and things like that. I'm assuming it was this like a convention center? Was it the Anaheim Convention Center?
It is the Anaheim Convention Center.
Okay.
So we stayed in the Hilton next to the Anaheim Convention Center, which sounds zhuzhy, but they were under construction and they don't tell you that on their website. So let me tell you about the pool situation. Maybe I should have Brandon tell you because he gets riled up about it. And so then he's more emotional about it than I am. I was just kind of like, oh, look at online, look at their website, look at this pool. We're going to go in the pool, pack your stuff. And it's nice and sunshiny and everything. Two jacuzzis. Oh, a little splash pad.
Just pretend to be me for the sake of storytelling.
You okay? Okay, so we're there and you think that... I went Seinfeld. Sorry. So we're like, let's find the pool.
Have you ever been to a hotel?
The pool is surrounded in orange cones, orange tape, yellow tape, anything that says, do not go in this pool. So I'm like, all right, well, that sucks.
They're dove like, we right have a over pool it.
In the gym down in the basement, like the Alamo basement of the hotel. And so because that was the only thing available, there were four other little kids in this tiny, teeny, tiny ass gym pool. And I'm like, well, there's a jacuzzi in there. Oh, it's out of order. Oh, the gym pool is freezing. Oh,
it's just four kids just roughhousing and then one 80-year-old dude trying to swim laps.
But like, seems like it should have been. It was a piss poor representation, Paris Hilton, of your name brand. Get it together.
Was she there? Did you see her? Did you chase her in an elevator? She would never
be seen in that stage of a Hilton. It was not fancified. But I guess they're just getting ready for summertime, Disney, blah, blah, blahs.
Yeah. Yeah. Disneyland's pretty close, I've heard.
We had a Disney, a view of the fireworks that was sold to us for the room. Like, yeah, you'll be able to see the fireworks in this room. And sure enough.
Not the pool, though.
Right over the, 16-story building that was right in front of our patio, I could see the glow of lights possibly changing in the distance. It looked like in a Sleeping Beauty when the godmothers are having a fight in the in their little cottage, and make the colors blue, just come out of pink. The chimney. That's what it looked like. I was seeing the chimney magical colors. It was magical.
Well, were there any vendors see,
like,
or
three like little sparks came up over the thing, and I'm like, oh. They're cry free. A little bit. I'm watching them for free. I didn't have to pay to go to Disneyland.
It was so interesting that Dexter and I watched Inglourious Basterds on Showtime instead.
I hung right in there. I was like, I'm not missing these. Oh, the sky right there over there in that little spot, the sky turned red.
And you can't hear the music or anything. So
no, just you just like, hear the
No, you just hear the shots of murdering Hitler in the cinema.
Oh,
the
yeah, we were watching film. It. That's Inglourious Basterds. That wasn't happening at Disney.
No, well, I mean, it might
unless
be.
They've changed not since 1970 Fantasmic to a more Nazi-based, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, did you get any swag? Did you get any cool stuff?
Free cool stuff? Not so
any
much.
Like cool like glasses that you use as a visual in a no. year's worth of podcast later or anything like that?
We probably were not taking advantage of going to every single booth and seeing what they had to hand out there. We weren't being greedy about it. But we did find the one booth that was selling some kind of Elden Ring something. So Dexter got some big ass book about the DLC, which I learned means downloadable content. You're welcome.
See, we're learning things. We're learning.
Shots when Chelsea learns. Shots, shots, shots. Nope. Everyone's just soberly makes their way through the show because Chelsea doesn't learn anything. Travis is doing a shot of water.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
You saw a couple things you liked, right? What were they?
Well, we bought a little holographic Godzilla poster for my nephew and a really cool, I almost bought the canvas of it, but it was $50. So I just bought the magnet of this print of Godzilla chomping and killing Thomas the Tank Engine. It was great.
That's cool.
And there, you never seen it before. See it. You never.
No, yeah.
It's not here. I delivered it today to the recipient.
There were a couple of cool things that we saw, but like you saw like a purse that was like kind of like in a like a coffin shape.
Yeah, but then that girl was a bitch to me. I said, "Oh, your rug in front of your table almost made me dizzy, almost made me trip because it had some psychedelic image on it." And she went, "You're kidding. What are you, stoned?" And she said it was such an attitude. And I was, but still, I wasn't so stoned that I actually almost felt that I was, you know, making a joke.
Yeah. And up until that point in time, we were about to buy the entire booth, basically.
I liked a lot of stuff at her booth. She had coffin-shaped purses.
Yeah. I don't think she was the artist. I think she was there just like, my boyfriend's about to dump me.
She was somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Watch the booth, babe. I gotta go get a hot dog.
Comic-Con hierarchy.
I gotta go get an Anaheim hot dog. Oh, real quick. Speaking of Anaheim hot dogs.
Oh, my God. Brandon almost, he jumped out of his chair. He got so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see his excited face.
Let me just tell you the story real quick, Travis. So we're in line.
Speaking of showing your screen on camera.
Dexter and I were waiting in line. All of us were waiting in line. We're getting food, right? And I get an orange, a couple churros, a couple drinks, and we're about to check out.
Oh, I was like, where is this story even going? This is not interesting.
We're about to check out. All of a sudden, like we walk past this kind of like fake plant, and Dexter touches the fake plant, and then he kind of like jumps, and I'm like, oh, it's just a fake plant, boy. But then he's like, something touched me, looked down, and it was a little mouse. A little mouse had dropped onto his arm and then fell down. And then him and I looked at this mouse like scurrying, trying to escape.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah, he was like, "Help me, please."
There's so many nerds.
Help me get back to Disneyland.
There's a lot of feet here. I don't have a motorcycle. And there's a mouse that is probably dead now at the Anaheim Convention Center that fell on Dexter.
Not if he made it. Like the rat in the story of Babe the Pig. Yeah.
Ratatouille 2, Anaheim Convention Center.
What's the one with the pig?
Peppa.
Babe.
No. You know, it's famous. Charlotte's Web.
Pig.
But the rat in it. The fair is a wonderful smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord.
I get that reference. Yeah.
Good.
I know what it is.
Brandon had a couple thumbs up from people who were like, "I like a shirt, dude." And that's always a win whenever we go somewhere. And he saw someone he went to high school with. So he's
the same person that
we
saw
everywhere we freaking go.
It 100% is the same person.
Saw him before?
Yeah, we saw Thane at Comic-Con.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Well, there he was.
Shout out to Thane.
And who else, honey? Who else did you see
We saw Jimmy J.
Hey, the old J Bros.
Yep. So him and I sent him a text earlier, trying to hit him up for amazing Las Vegas Comic Con in June, see if there's any.
And if the stories that we have there are anything like the stories we got from this WonderCon.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on to your hats and glasses.
Yeah, he should have us out and we can do panels. Brandon.
Yeah, that's
what you could. You can do them about anything. They let any yahoo onto a panel.
Let me talk about Rick and Morty. We have nothing official about our affiliation.
Let me see your files, Brandon. Show me your file explorer. What are your extension names?
Back to you.
All right, Travis. Follow up questions, quick.
Biggest highlight from WonderCon weekend. Biggest highlight from the weekend.
Neville Page. Favorite. I talked to him. Okay. I talked to him. Right. And I know it was a highlight because then when we finally left the elevator and I'm laughing, so funny, and the elevator doors closed and my legs almost gave out because I lost all the feeling in my legs. So I was like, "Whoa, I talked to that famous person." Ooh. That's how I know it was a highlight.
That is exciting. That is
also
very
exciting. It was nice to have Dexter and Brandon there. And we ate some food.
They're fine. Any regrets? Any missed opportunities? Things you wish you had?
I always regret
seeing that you missed.
I want to buy everything, and so I always regret not just getting all the things I want to get. But I showed restraint, and I regret it. I regret my restraint, and I kind of regret not getting the all-you-can-eat pizza at the restaurant. That's a whole other deal.
Pizza.
Yeah, she said it was like a Brazilian steakhouse kind of thing where they're just like, you know how they just like
pizza?
Yes. So you could just like bring, like, do you want this pizza now? Do you want to? And there came with charcuterie and everything. And nobody else at the table was interested. So I chickened out. I regret it. I wanted some of that pizza. Plus, I'm hungry.
That's fair. All right. Well, sounds like a great WonderCon experience.
It was a WonderCon experience. It was better than Great Wolf Lodge. That's what we're basing things on, right?
Oof. Yeah, that's the bar.
That's the bottom of the bar. So it was better than that.
Producer Brandon, did you have any highlights from WonderCon weekend?
Yeah, the highlight that I had from WonderCon weekend was, and I talked to Chelsea about this, was not having any weight of any obligation this weekend. I think, you know, going into WonderCon last year with Michael Cusack and talking about the Smiling Friends, and then, like, you know, looking for interview opportunities, I think going into this one, it was like, let's just go in, no interviews, no, like, we don't have to do anything. Let's just explore.
You, we wandered.
Yeah,
it was weird,
and it was nice, and it was important for me to just be able to spend that time with Chelsea and Dexter, and it was a nice escape from what we usually do in conventions, but it also
I did notice you making a conscious effort to not book it everywhere we went. I was like, that you slowed your steps.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to make sure I walked slow and that I wasn't, because we talked about this too, like, I walk with purpose. I walk, like, I want to get to the destination for wherever I'm going. And I was already there where I needed to be, which was with you and Dexter. So, and also
I was about to call him a tryhard.
And also, people suck at panels, and it really showed me that I need to do more of those, because I'm not saying I'm the greatest.
Was this exact episode better than that panel we watched?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Nailed it.
I bet somebody laughed at this episode.
It was me.
I just did.
I laughed through the whole thing. I'm hilarious.
Even if it's not funny, we pretend to laugh at each other.
Yeah. They weren't even pulling that off. They weren't even pretending to be interested. It was 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah. But it's 9 o'clock
it's
at
not,
night.
It's not 10:18.
Oh, is it 10:18 somewhere, Travis?
It certainly is.
And yet you're still being entertaining.
Look at me.
Provocative questions. An interview star.
What do you know? Brandon, was there any Adult Swim presence there? That you're aware of?
No, not that. Yeah. There wasn't. All the Adult Swim announcements came via email, just from standard Adult Swim stuff. Like,
they're saving it, huh? They don't want to. Put anything out until San Diego.
And like announcement of season two of that Shroom show we watched from Mike Judge.
Yeah, that was
I don't know what that is. What it's called.
Yeah. Nothing other than that. I was waiting to see any of the Rick and Morty folks, because they're on the con circuit right now, basically worldwide. I would have expected them to be there, but nothing. So,
well, Mitch Schauer wasn't there, and he just went to the Gainesville Comic Con. So, I mean, come on. If he can make it to Gainesville, but he can't make it to WonderCon, come on. Yeah,
come on, Mitch.
Come on, Mitch.
Come on.
Anyway, Travis, as a producer, I feel it is in our best interest to understand what you did in 10 seconds or less.
I played in a Winnabox Lorcana tournament.
And that's all we have.
And my son beat me and won the whole thing.
It's a podcast from Apathy.
So mean. Oh my God. It's only funny when I do it to you.
All right, Travis. Okay. I'll give you extra 15.
Caleb stars. Beat you in a Lorcana tournament?
He did. He won the whole thing. He won a box. Yeah.
Way to bury the lead. We just talked about my boring shit for forever.
Yeah, you asked for it.
People are bored of Lorcana. They don't want to hear about Lorcana.
It's boring to hear that somebody won the tournament.
Yeah. Whenever you talk to us about losing, we're like, okay, enough.
Losing is also interesting. Depends how funny it is and how sad it is.
Yeah. So it was a 3-round tournament. We were both undefeated after 2 rounds, and we were the only 2 undefeated players. So we had to play each other, and the winner would win. And he just absolutely destroyed me in 2 games. So.
And even though you wanted to take him down, but then it was like, you're the best around. And then you sweep the leg. And then, oh my God.
Yeah. Did he use
chills?
Did he use the power glove on you?
He did. Everybody's like, you don't have to wear a power glove to play physical trading card games.
Like, and he's like, you don't know. The power's in me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good for him.
He was so excited. He was so happy.
What did he win?
He won a box of cards. So 24 packs of trading cards.
What's the dollar value on that?
That box right now, because he did not get the current set that came out, but he got an older set, usually goes for about $80 right now.
Ooh. That's a good prize.
Yeah. Were there any
who paid his entry fee? This guy.
How much was the entry fee?
Like $10.
Nice. You guys are in the red, black.
It's profit.
You're good.
It's profit.
Did he get any enchanteds?
He didn't. No, he got a few legendaries.
What's an enchanted?
These are enchanteds. The
don't show.
Oh my god, he just dropped his pants.
Don't show.
He did not.
The like shiny.
Look at my dick.
Oh, it's a shiny.
So like a regular card looks like this, right? And it's like got artwork, and then and then like enchanteds are foil and shiny and stuff like that. So
say shiny one more time, Travis.
Shiny.
Did he get any enchanteds then? I missed it because I was trying to figure out what an enchanted was.
He did not get any enchanted. No. Okay. No. They're hard to find. They're really hard to find.
Abracadabra.
Yeah. Did you know that Harry Potter doesn't have a lightning bolt scar, but it's actually the shape of the way you move your wand to cast that killing
what?
Spell?
What? That can't be true. Is it? I just thought it was like an S for Slytherin, because he's really in Slytherin. Should be in Slytherin House. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because he's really a woman. Because trans, she
you
sucks.
Asked for it. Here it is.
I don't even.
No, it's because
I understand
she's
Lorcana better than what you just said.
Oh, because what's her face? The homeless person who wrote the stories. She
is she homeless?
She was.
She's not anymore.
No, not anymore.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling. She was homeless when she wrote Harry Potter.
And she doesn't like trans people.
Right.
Okay. That's
so,
right.
So I just assumed the lightning bolt was a stance against transgender rights.
You're probably right.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks
this
for watching.
This is what they could have done on that panel to liven things up a bit.
Yeah.
That guy gives a dud, you go, oh, wow, Mike, I didn't think about that.
I hate all ethnicities other than whites.
What the?
That's what you'd say during the panel.
Heck?
That's what you'd say during the panel.
Someone clip it.
Oh, if someone hung in till the end. What a treat.
All right. Well,
leave a comment on this video if you have... terrible stereotypes that you subscribe to. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. Rate, review, do all the things. Chelsea, thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure.
Brandon, okay job, I guess. Doing whatever it is
you
do over there.
He did definitely have his finger on a button the whole time. Oh, Lord.
He's ready to take the whole thing down at any minute. All right. That's our show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Love you. Until
next time, I'm Travis.
Bye. Oh, Chelsea. I'm Chelsea. Bye. Yeah.
Like present.
Right, bye. We love you.